From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The search for a motive behind the shootings at two military recruiting centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, Thursday continues. Authorities say suspected shooter Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz traveled to the Middle East, but he wasn't on any watch list. John Henry is a former FBI executive director of cybersecurity.
They're going to look at U.S. intelligence community to see if perhaps in some databases there might be some indication. Looking at that travel back and forth, people he may have traveled with, that sort of thing. They'll look at credit card records. They'll look at cell phone records.
Speaking there on NBC's Today Show. Meanwhile, the governor of Texas has authorized the state's National Guard to arm guardsmen at military facilities. Florida's governor has ordered military recruiters away from store fronts pending security reviews. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has authorized the National Guard to protect military facilities. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Jindal's executive order says the move is in response to the shootings.
Governor Jindal's order authorizes the Louisiana National Guard to identify and arm personnel at military sites. The facilities would be named by the Guard's adjutant general. He's also ordered flags at all state buildings to be flown at half-staff until Friday, out of respect for the victims of what he's calling a terrorist attack. Jindal says military personnel are targets when in uniform. No word on any facilities that have requested National Guard protection. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A Texas state trooper involved in the arrest of a black woman who officials say later hanged herself in jail has been placed on administrative leave. The Texas Department of Public Safety says the officer violated traffic stop procedures and the agency's courtesy policy. Sandra Bland was arrested July 10th following a traffic stop and then found dead in her cell Monday, allegedly by her own hand. Her family, though, doubts that story. Protesters have gathered at the federal courthouse in Brooklyn today, marking the one-year anniversary of Eric Garner's death after being held in a chokehold by police. Megan Malloy from member station WNYC has more.
The protesters are calling on the Department of Justice to open a federal investigation into Eric Garner's death. New Yorker Kobe Mayfield says he's been to several protests this year and wants to see more accountability from the police.
I would like to see when they go up to an African-American, I'd like to see that they don't assume that he's the cause. Because he could be the victim. I would like to see a change in that.
Dozens of people were arrested at protests throughout the city on Friday. Earlier in the week, the family of Eric Garner reached a $5.9 million settlement with the city. For NPR News, I'm Megan Malloy in New York.
A former top FIFA official pleaded not guilty to racketeering and bribery charges in a federal courtroom in New York today. Jeffrey Webb is one of seven officials of the World Soccer governing body detained in Switzerland in May. He's free on a $10 million bond. This is NPR. NASA has lost one of its most renowned scientists. Claudia Alexandra died after a 10-year battle with breast cancer. NPR's Laura Sullivan has more.
Claudia Alexander was an acclaimed scientist in the field of physics. She authored or co-authored more than a dozen groundbreaking papers, many on the interior physics of comets. She helped direct NASA's Galileo mission to Jupiter and was its final project manager when the Odyssey came to an end in 2003. Until her death, she was also the lead project scientist on the European Space Agency's Rosetta mission to visit a comet. Alexander was a black woman in a field of largely white men. Last year, she told the Los Angeles Times that this fit well among the purposes of her life, taking people, she said, from states of ignorance to states of understanding with bold exploration. NASA's Charles Alachi said, "She had a special understanding of how scientific discovery affects us all and how our greatest achievements are the result of teamwork, which came easily to her." She was 56. Laura Sullivan, NPR News.
In southern Minnesota, researchers think they found the grave of a man who could be considered the first male slave freed by Abraham Lincoln. William Henry Cosley was 10 months old in 1841 when Lincoln, then a young lawyer, won an Illinois Supreme Court case freeing his mother. That was 22 years before Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation as president. Researchers found Cosley's grave at a hospital cemetery in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.